My name is Tasha Oshinsky, and I'm 24 years old. Today is Sunday, February 3rd, 2019, and I'm speaking with Fred Perez Jr. He's my stepdad. We're recording this interview in Salado, Texas. And my stepdad was in the Navy between 1980 and 1984. He was involved in the Beirut-Lebanon crisis. So when you were in the Navy, what was basic training like?
Basic training was long and tedious and hard. Boot camp was in Orlando, Florida. Of course, home of Mickey Mouse, but a lot of mosquitoes, a lot of heat, a lot of humidity. Boot camp, a lot of drills, a lot of testing. Not a whole lot of it was easy. Had naturally all the drill instructors and stuff yelling in your face and wanting you to do this and do that and do it all over again because you didn't do it right the first time, even though there's only one way to do it. A lot of physical testing, a lot of mental testing, running, push-ups, the gas chamber, a lot of swimming. A lot of mental testing, mental stress. That was pretty much it. It was hot and humid.
So where were you when that conflict started?
When the Lebanese conflict started, we were on our way to Istanbul, Turkey. We were supposed to go there for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. But when the Marine barracks got bombed, we were ordered to stay off the coast of Beirut, Lebanon, and provide air support for the Marines.
Well, I bet that sure was scary.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was, you know, we were on a ship, and you didn't see your enemy. You saw the planes taking off the ship that were fully loaded with bombs and missiles, and they were coming back empty. So you know they were bombing and taking care of business somewhere. It was just off the coast of Beirut, Lebanon, out in the middle of nowhere.
Since you enlisted, what were some of the reasons that you joined the Navy? How did you choose that you were going to go into the Navy?
My grandpa, my dad, and most of my uncles were in the Navy. Didn't have a whole lot of opportunities in the little town that I came from, so that seemed the logical choice to go in the Navy.
How did you stay in touch with friends and family back home?
Well, obviously back in the 80s, we didn't have the internet yet, early 80s. So it was snail mail. And whenever we had a chance, to call home on a regular telephone. When we were overseas, you had to remember the different time zones. It was anywhere from 12 to 16 hour time difference. So, and when we got back to Norfolk, Virginia, if your family wasn't around, you got to call back then too.
Were there any phones on the ship, or did you have to wait till you got off?
No, we had to wait till we got off. So it was all basically regular snail mail.
What are some fun things you and your friends did together while you were deployed?
drank a lot of beer. But we saw a lot of things, also saw a lot of sights. Naples, Italy, and London, and Portsmouth, England, Australia, Greece, Spain, Rio de Janeiro, U.S. Virgin Islands. Saw a lot of sites that I'll never see again. Pyramids in Egypt, down in Australia. Went to Mombasa, Kenya. But like I said, see a lot of things that I'll never see again.
What was your favorite place that you got to visit while you were deployed?
Perth, Australia, because it was a lot like the United States.
Is there anything you wish civilians understood about being in the military?
Loneliness. At least back then, because like I said before, we didn't have email, we didn't have cell phones. yeah, you had guys on the ship that you were, you know, friends with and whatnot, but a lot of loneliness, a lot of sometimes empty feeling that you're out there alone. And I mean, you had your friends on the ship to talk to, but it wasn't the same as somebody that you know back home.
What are some of the things you miss about being in the service, and what are some that you're happy you don't have to deal with anymore?
Both are the same. The structure, I miss the structure, but I also don't miss the military structure, where it's all, a lot of it's repetitive, but it's all structured repetitiveness. I miss it, but I don't miss it, because it's, a lot of the structure could be used here in civilian life, for good, to get a lot of different things done. But yeah, mainly the structure. Miss it and don't miss it.
While you were gone, was there anything you especially missed about civilian life?
Friends, family, and food. The three F's. Because, you know, everybody that you know is back home, and you wonder what they're doing, and I'm sure they wonder what you're doing, especially when you're out in the middle of the ocean with nothing to do and nothing but water to look at. But friends, family, and food.
Is there somebody that you served with that you really remember that you liked a lot?
Guy by the name of Steve Abbotts, Tommy Hindelang, guy from Chicago named Mark. Yeah, they were all good friends. We hung around a lot together, did a lot of different things together. Pretty close to most of them, but those are the three I remember the most. Probably Steve, Tommy, and Mark. Mark, because he was from Chicago. Tommy was from New York, and Steve was from Michigan. So Steve had a lot in common because we're both from the Midwest. I was from Illinois, he was from Michigan, but still had a lot in common. And Mark was a drummer. He always had his sticks with him, tapping on everything, trying to play the drums on anything he could. Yeah, but those were the three that I remember the most.
Did you guys bunk together?
Yep, we all had the same bunk location, all in the same room. So every once in a while we would work together, but yeah, we all bunked together.